So those movies at Sundance, some of them will be next year's Oscar hopefuls, but now to this year's. The Academy Award nominations were announced this morning, and our movie critic Bob Mandela was here to talk us through them. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
And all these 10 Best Picture nominees, Bob, gave us an inspiration to come up with an idea for a great new movie. We're imagining this pitch from an eager Hollywood screenwriter. You ready? Here goes. A Pixar animated film. It's about a one-eyed, gun-toting ballet dancer with a stutter who flees her lesbian parents and gets trapped in a deep chasm in the Ozarks. Now she's one-armed and one-eyed, and she dreams within a dream that she's created a new social networking site for washed-up boxers. What do you think?
The public will eat it up. That's all 10 of the pictures for Best Picture this year.
There you go.
Let me see if I can do them in the pitch. Order, that would be Toy Story 3, True Grit, Black Swan, The King's Speech, The Kids Are All Right, 127 Hours, Winter's Bone, Inception, Social Network, and The Fighter.
And Bob, what do you make of that list?
Well, it's a pretty predictable bunch of nominations. There aren't any real surprises. My 10 best list had 9 of the 10, although I cheat a little bit.
Yes, you do. You have a very long list.
Yes.
But we always love surprises or controversies in Oscar nominations. None this year?
Well, the one that I'm always used to complaining about is when a director gets nominated for Best Director and his picture doesn't get nominated for Best Picture, which makes no sense to me at all. With the new system of 10 Best Picture nominees, that will never happen again. This time, the director's nominees were for Black Swan, True Grit, Social Network, King's Speech, and The Fighter, perfectly legitimate pictures that would have been nominated in any year. There is some fuss going the other way that Inception's director, Christopher Nolan, was not nominated. That'll probably get him a consolation prize for original screenplay.
What about in the acting categories, Bob? Any surprises there?
Again, I think it was pretty straightforward. I think everybody thinks that the best actor race comes down to Jesse Eisenberg as a guy who talks fast and invents Facebook, and Colin Firth's King, who can't talk very well. I think those two are the big ones. If I were guessing, I'd say Natalie Portman's ballet dancer will end up winning Best Actress. Christian Bale has a lock on Best Supporting Actor for his drug-addicted brother in The Fighter. And the one category that's harder to predict because the people in it are not very famous is Best Supporting Actress.
And Bob, we don't have time to talk through every category, even though we might like to. But final thoughts on this year's nominees?
Well, I have one thought about process. This is what makes the Oscars more authoritative than other awards. A film doesn't get to 10 or 12 Oscar nominations without getting cited for things like costume design. And only costume designers, actual people who actually do that work, vote on the nominations for that. There are only a few costume designers out there, so you can get nominated with as few as 20 votes. But those votes really mean something, as opposed to when I vote for best costume in a critics group that I'm in, and I'm thinking really, well, that's a pretty dress. It's why the Academy likes the Oscars to come last, after all the critics have given their awards, after the Golden Globes, after all that. It's as if they're saying, well, okay, the kids get to play, and now the grown-ups are going to come in, and we're going to tell you what's actually what.
Okay. Our movie critic, Bob Mandela, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.